The U.S. Korea Institute has released satellite photographs indicating North Korea may be nearing completion of construction and testing, leading to long-range missile and satellite launches. Daybreak Asia's Victor Beatty reports the images were made public Tuesday as the top U.S. Navy Pacific commander cautioned the global community against indifference to the pace of the North's advances in nuclear and missile technology.
The U.S. Korea Institute's 38 North website released satellite imagery Tuesday suggesting that activity at its Sohae satellite launching station means it's preparing for long-range ballistic missile and satellite launches. It says the height of the gantry for launches has been increased to over 50 meters and expects construction of an associated rail spur and road to accommodate larger rockets will be complete next year. The website says another series of tests of the KN-08 Rode Mobile Intercontinental Ballistic Missile's first-stage rocket motor could end this year, although how successful those tests are remains a mystery. It also expects full-scale flight testing will be the next step. The KN-08 was unveiled during a military parade in Pyongyang in April 2012, although analysts were divided whether it was a mock-up rather than a real missile. In December of that year, the North sent a satellite into orbit on a multi-stage launch vehicle. Ralph Kosa, head of the Hawaii-based security think tank Pacific Forum, says if the report is accurate, it is a sobering development.
If they develop a Rode mobile missile that increases their offensive capabilities, increases the survivability of their nuclear force, so it's something I think we have to take very seriously.
Kosa, however, believes North Korea is a long way from having an operational long-range intercontinental missile with a nuclear warhead. At U.S. Defense Headquarters at the Pentagon Tuesday, the head of the U.S. Navy's Pacific Command, Admiral Samuel Locklear, said there is broad debate within the intelligence community about how much capability North Korea has to weaponize long-range missiles.
As a military commander, I have to plan for the worst, and I have to plan for, number one, what the North Koreans say they have, and they say they haven't, and what they demonstrate they might have when they show it to us. And so from those indications, then we have to ensure that we're properly postured to protect not only our own homeland, which includes all of our territories and the state of Hawaii, where I happen to be, but also that we're able to provide defense and security for our allies and our key partners in the region.
Locklear said he believes North Korea continues to make progress in both its nuclear and missile capability and that it will continue to want to do that. The admiral also expressed concern the global community is becoming numb to the amount of testing the North does. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.